Blog Talk Radio. Well, good afternoon, everyone, and we are back today with our book, The Duties of Parents by J.C. Ryle, and we are at hint number 13. Now, this one, again, it's very interesting, and it is this. Train them, remembering continually how God trains his children. Now, it makes complete sense to do such a thing. And in that very first paragraph on page 25, we're on page 25 today in our little booklet, we hear this. The Bible tells us that God has an elect people, his family. We are a family in this world. And we're all, I love this line because it's true, we're all poor sinners who have been convinced of sin and we have fled to Jesus for peace. We are the people that make up that family. And all of us who really believe on Christ for salvation are its members. So we've all begun as sinners, but we've all come to realize it, and we've all come to Jesus, and now we are the family of God. Now, when we look at this family, we see in our second paragraph here that God the Father is ever training the members of this family, training us for heaven, for our everlasting abode with him in heaven. Eventually, that's the final destination. And so God himself acts as a husbandman, pruning his vines. Now, that would be like a farmer who has vines, maybe grapevines. And what every farmer realizes when tending vines is that when you prune them back, they will yield more. And that's what God the Father does with us. He sees parts of us. He sees traits. He sees characteristics in us that maybe he doesn't care for, that are waste in us. And so he will get rid of those parts of us. It's like a pruning that occurs, and sometimes it's a hurtful process. He may have to put us through some tough times to get rid of those wasteful things in us. But at the end, we will bear more fruit for him. And so we go on here to see that God also knows the character of each of us. He knows our sins. He knows our weaknesses, our infirmities, our special wants. He knows our works, where we dwell, who our companions are in this life, what our trials are, what our temptations are. and what our privileges are. He knows all these things about us. He is all-knowing and is ever ordering all for our good. I highlighted that line because it's just so God. He knows all of these things about us, ever ordering all for our good. And then at the end of that big full paragraph there, the second paragraph, he ends with this. He says, reader, if you would train your children wisely, mark how well God the Father trains his. He doeth all things well, and the plan which he adopts must be right. Now, here are the things that we will see that God will do for our training. At the bottom of page 25, the first thing we learn here from J.C. Ryle is, see then how many things there are which God withholds from his children. Now think about that. Were there things in your life that you can think back to that you really wanted, that you really hoped to attain, and maybe you never did? Maybe God was withholding them from you and for a reason. There have often been some one thing that people have wanted to attain, and yet there was always some barrier to prevent that attainment. It was just as if God was placing it at the top now of page 26 above our reach and saying, this is not good for you. This must not be. And then, of course, we have our scriptural proof here. We have a reminder of the story of Moses. And, you know, Moses desired exceedingly, oh, so much, to cross over Jordan. He wanted to go into that goodly land of promise, the Canaan land. But you will remember, his desire was never granted. It was not given him of God. Secondly, in that first full paragraph on page 26, we see too how often God will lead his people by ways which seem dark and mysterious to our eyes, cannot see the meaning of all his dealings with us. We cannot see the reasonableness of his path, which our feet are treading. We sometimes only see the trials that are assailing us, the difficulties that encompass us, that we have not been able to discover the needs be of it all. We don't know why. We don't know why these things come our way. It has been just as if our Father was taking us by the hand into a dark place and saying, ask no questions, but follow me. Have you ever been there? Have you ever felt that way? Well, we get this reminder of the road. That road that the Israelites, there was a direct road from Egypt to Canaan land, and yet Israel was not led into it, but round through the wilderness. And this seemed so hard at the time. In fact, here we hear from Exodus and Numbers, the soul of the people, we are told, was much discouraged because of the way. And then, of course, number three, we see also in that third paragraph there on the page how God chastens his people. Now, chastening is disciplining, being corrected. And sometimes God will chasten with trial and affliction. Oh, we don't want to hear that, do we? But he will send crosses to bear and disappointments. He may lay us low with sickness. He may strip us of property and friends, change from one position to another. He may visit us with things that are most hard to the flesh and the blood. And some of us have well nigh fainted under these burdens that have been laid upon us. We have felt pressed beyond strength, almost to the point of replying in murmuring, complaining. At the Paul the Apostle, we learn here at the end of the paragraph, he had a thorn in the flesh appointed to him, and it was some bitter bodily trial, no doubt, that we know not exactly what it was. We're never told in the scriptures what it was, but this we know, that he besought the Lord. He asked the Lord thrice, three times, that it might be removed, and yet it was not taken away. Oh, poor Paul. We don't know why, and neither did he. But the Lord did not take away that ailment, whatever it was. And Paul dealt with it the best he could. And I'm sure it was a learning experience for him. Now, at the end here on page 26, last paragraph, J.C. Ryle says, now, reader, I love the way he speaks right to us. Notwithstanding all these things, did you ever hear of a single child of God who thought his father did not treat him wisely? No, I am sure you never did. God's children would always tell you in the long run, it was a blessed thing that they did not have their own way. Oh, I know I look back at my life and some of those things that the Lord withheld from me. I am so grateful now that he did such a thing. God, we know that God had done far better for so many than they could have for themselves, and that sure is the truth. And then up at the top of page 27, yes, and probably they could tell you too that God's dealings had provided more happiness for them than they ever would have attained themselves, and that his way, however dark at times, was the way of pleasantness and the path of peace. That's what he says about wisdom in the Holy Word. Now, J.C. Ryle then says, I ask you to lay to heart the lesson God's dealings with his people is meant to teach you. And here he says to us, fear not to withhold from your child anything that you think will do him harm. Whatever his own wishes may be, this is God's plan. You, as you raise your child, may have to be the loving father or mother that withholds from your child what you know will do them harm. Number two, hesitate not to lay on him or her the commands of which he may not at the present see the wisdom of. And you may have to guide him in ways which may not now seem reasonable to his mind. He may not be able to see or understand that path, but this is God's plan. And thirdly, shrink not from chastising, disciplining, correcting him wherever you see his soul's health requires it. However painful it may be to even your feelings, remember this, medicines for the mind must not be rejected because they are bitter. Sometimes discipline is a bitter pill to swallow, but do not shrink from it, for here we are reminded, this is God's plan. And number four, be not afraid above all that such a plan of training will make your child unhappy. This, says J.C. Ryle, I warn you against this delusion. You must depend on this. There is no surer road to unhappiness than always having your own way. To have our wills checked and denied is a blessed thing for us. To be indulged perpetually is the way to be made selfish. And selfish people and spoiled children, believe me, are seldom happy. And we know that to be a truth. And then our closing line for lesson number 13 here. Reader, be not wiser than God. Train your children as he trains his. And there we have it. Oh, Heavenly Father, what a wonderful lesson today, that we must always look to you as our model, that we must search the scriptures to see how you dealt with your children, to know how we must deal with ours. That is the way and the truth, isn't it? We thank you for such wisdom, Lord, that comes from you and your word. And we thank you for it today. In Jesus' name we pray. And just a last call out to all of you parents. I am praying for you that you will do your duty and find a Sunday school for your children this fall. You know ours begins on September 17th, and whether you pre-register or not, we pray that you will bring those little ones to Grace Church or to another Sunday school in the village for more wonderful training in the Lord's ways. Here's the phone number if you'd like to call Pastor Torres, 518-775-0366. Take it upon yourself to do such a thing. In Jesus' name, amen.
folk can go the rich and poor there. No ticket class, no bullet train, no different.